Now, as I mentioned on the previous slide, the scale factor moves us from the ellipsoid down to the projection plane of the state plane. However, of course, we don't make measurements on the ellipsoid, as we discussed last time. Measurements are made on the surface of the Earth. Therefore, if we're going to measure the distance from one point to another, as indicated here, let's say, station Boulder to station Peak, that the distance would be measured on the surface of the Earth. Now, we need to have what's known as an elevation factor to move from the surface of the Earth down to the ellipsoid to get that geodetic length. Now, frequently, the way it's done is to get an elevation factor at, let's say, in this case, station Boulder, H1, and get a elevation factor at station Peak, H2, and average the two. That will be your elevation factor. Then that elevation factor is multiplied times the scale factor to give what's known as a combined factor. And then that combined factor is used to go all the way from the topographic surface of the Earth down to the grid. This is one way that distances are reduced to be able to move from the Earth to the state plane. Now you notice in this image that the approximate radius of the Earth, 20,906,000, is shown from the center mass of the Earth up to the ellipsoid. Now, of course, this is an approximation. It's an average. It's a general term. But it's adequate to use in creating this elevation factor.